Carly Tate didn't post anything about it on social media, light a candle in mourning, or plan a post-pandemic farewell tour.
Desires of the past still haunt me in dreams when I'm asleep.
She had devoted her young adult life to her own fearless folk pop, as she calls it. She had made two full albums over the previous 8 years, and sometime in the middle of 2018, at just age 27, she had prepared herself to say goodbye to music altogether.
I was very uncomfortable with the industry of music. It got to be a kind of a toxic relationship. The toxicity comes from not enjoying performing anymore, not wanting to write, comparing myself to everyone, like not being able to even enjoy other people's music because it was always a contest.
So for about a year and a half, she didn't write at all. She didn't go to shows. And even as a runner-up in the nationwide New Song Music Competition, Tate was secretly relieved she didn't win.
I didn't talk about it when it was happening. It was like too painful to tell people. It actually sort of felt like a breakup or even a divorce to some extent.
Tate is far more clear about that breakup than she is about how she found her way back. But for clues, look to her new music, six songs on an album titled It Tends to Glow.
I came to say I'm sorry. Oh, you have every right to be angry with me.
All of the songs have in common that they're love songs. And the simple act of writing it was me falling back in love with music.
Tate has spent the past decade focused on the craft and career of songwriting and performing. Only when pressed will she point out the peers who attended Appalachian State University at the same time she did, musicians such as the members of Rainbow Kitten Surprise, who have achieved certain measures of fame.
The last time that I had felt totally free and just in love with making music was probably in high school, when it was just, I was new at it, and it was just so exciting to make a song and play it for my friends.
Sometime in 2018, Tate wrote the song Red Herring, which she describes as a call to honesty about her disillusionment and, ultimately, a call to action.
I'm burdened 'cause the world keeps making rules and I can't seem to follow one, to follow one.
I think every time I performed that song, I had to fight the urge to start crying halfway through it. I have a lyric that says,
plugging away at this dream, I'm not even sure I still care about.
And that alone felt so vulnerable for me, to just tell my bandmates and my family and anyone listening that I don't really know if this dream is what I want anymore.
Tate came to regard that song as about self-love. But after about 18 months away from music, she found herself drawn to write again about love. Songs about romantic love and innocent love, sacrificial love and empathy, and loss of love.
It felt like a long process of figuring out what it was I thought I wanted, shedding that, and being willing to never come back to it. Over time, I just started writing again for fun because I am a songwriter. This is what I do. I'm made for this.
Tate found recent joy in the handiwork to make the lyric booklets that go along with the CDs, and she said she's confident she can let It Tends to Glow out into the world without fear of disappointment.
Are you coming home tonight? While the sky's still red.
I don't think it could ever bother me the way it did before because I'm not giving it so much weight and power over me. Because I have been validated in so many ways, I'm not here to try to seek approval, but I do believe that I will go where I need to go. And so it's just a lot of trust.
An active performer before the pandemic, Tate has no immediate plans to perform to promote her new music. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.